Well, the court followed the plea agreement of the parties where Mr. Veach pled guilty to a willful injury causing bodily injury, a Class D felony in Warren County. He also pled guilty to assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, which is an aggravated misdemeanor for the Marion County case. He's doing 14 days in jail on the Marion County case. He'll have a 5-year suspended prison sentence on the Warren County case, and he's going to be on probation for a period of 3 years. Following his probation, he's going to have a 10-year special sentence, which is essentially 10 years of parole on top of the initial 3 years of probation. He has to complete the sex offender treatment program, and he'll be on the sex offender registry for the rest of his life. I consulted with the family throughout the process. All plea agreements are compromises between the parties, between the defendant and the state. And obviously, as a part of being the prosecutor in a case, we, and I especially take this to heart, we consult with the families of victims, work with them, try to find compromises where there can be. In this case, we found a compromise that they could live with. And the main part of the compromise is that for the rest of his life, he is on the sex offender registry. That's a big deal. The family thought that that was an appropriate outcome based on everything that the victim's been dealing with as a result of this case. Mr. Veach took an oath to protect people, and how the family in this case relied on him in looking after their daughter, and how he violated his oath to the community that he was sworn to protect, to them specifically, and just to the community of law enforcement in general, because now people distrust law enforcement officers, and that's not a good place for law enforcement in general. So, yeah, we're trying to hold him accountable because he was a law enforcement officer, and that does a disservice to all of his previous fellow officers. So, yeah, we're trying to find what's appropriate to hold him accountable, and at the same time, do what's appropriate for the family, and specifically to the victim in this case. And the compromise that we came to, and the plea agreement, and what the court ultimately sentenced him to, takes all of those factors into consideration. So people looking from the outside may say, that's a very lenient sentence. You can have that opinion, but when you look at what the family's been through and what the victim would have to go through with regard to a trial and other parts of the process, this was the best outcome.